We wrote the song, me and Chips wrote the song, and we liked it, but we had never done anything with it. It was still a fresh song. A lot of times new songs aren't finished till there's a good reason to do it. Like somebody's going to cut it. And so Aretha Franklin came to Muscle Shoals Sound, and Jerry Wexler called Chips Mumman to play guitar on that session, and I went along too. So we played the song to Wexler and Aretha Franklin, and they like it, but Jerry says, it needs a bridge. So I agreed with him, it needed a bridge. We weren't completely happy with it, but we liked what we had. So me and Jerry and Aretha went into the cloakroom there at Fame and wrote the bridge and came back out. And Aretha wasn't ready to commit to the song, although she liked the song. So I, to make a long story short, I had to sing the song in her key. I had to be the track junkie, you know what I mean? I put my voice on for her. And it was just a drum lick and a bass lick. It was pretty pitiful. But it was just the end of the day, and then there was a big fight later on that night between Aretha's husband and Rick Hall, and they didn't want to come back to Muscle Shoals. So I thought we had nothing. And later on we went to New York, and Jerry Wexler pulled me and Chips into the Atlantic control room and played us the record that we've all heard on Aretha Franklin, which was, you know, pretty amazing. I felt really strange, but I looked over and I seen that 8-track. I said, you can do anything with an 8-track. It left Alabama in pitiful shape, and it turned out into something really wonderful. So we'll try here. Take her to heart.
Flesh and blood. woman. If you wanna do right on day, woman.
Dark in the street.
At the dark end. like the donkey of the street. You and me, I know time's gonna take so we have to pay for the love we stole. It's a sin and we know it's wrong. Oh, but I love. Steal away to the dark end of the street. They're gonna find us. The dark end of the street, you and me. When the daylight out rolls around, and by chance we're both downtown, if we shouldn't be. Sing your song, I'm your puppet. I'm your puppet. Treat me good, and I'll do anything. I'm just your puppet. Yes, darling, I'm your puppet.
I was feeling kind of silly. I thought I'd just sing you a kind of a crazy song.
There's one place in this world I can get some good to eat. I'm hungry for some loving and some fried chicken. Go down greasy and finger licking. I know just where to go. There's this woman I know. She shakes it up right and lets it simmer real slow with that Memphis women fried. There's a good old gal, she can smoke it big, she can fry some fowl, she got biscuits in her oven, cornbread in the pan. I get by to see her every chance I can. I catch a whiff when I turn the corner, my mouth starts to water, I'm a goner for that. Take my old guitar and I'll go down and beat it. Play some good blues and get a real good meal. I don't care if whiskey ever gets my lips, long as I get a taste of them barbecue ribs. That a woman up on the bluff makes a living making pies. Got them chocolate covered fingers, dark blueberry eyes. Got that light powdered sugar sprinkled all in her hair. Her apple turnover is beyond compare. When it's hot, late and sticky, and you want some cool and sweet, she keeps her handle cranking on that homemade ice cream. Yeah.
Thing about Memphis. Every time I come down here, it speaks to my senses. Got something to do with that. They got that fried chicken. They got that fried chicken. They got that fried chicken. Fried chicken, barbecue too. Oh, She can song. Hooked up with Donnie Fritz and Gary Nichols.
When you least expect it, fate stumbles in, bring light to the dark.
I wrote A Sneaking Salad Through the Alley for Lee Darcy. And Lee Darcy has passed on now, so I have license to tell the truth. Because his wife can't punish him. But Lee Darcy was a very high-spirited guy, and he kept a little flask of Chivas Regal in his back pocket. He smoked Pall Malls sometimes. And we did lots of things. We rode motorcycles together and wore out Cadillacs together. However, Lee Darcy did, he was sort of a ladies' man sometimes. And it's not that Sneaking Sally was authentic, but it did Lee Darcy's heart good to sing that. I mean, he could see that picture very well. So Lee Darcy's voice and his high spirit inspired that song.
Okay, one of the songs that I wrote for Lee.
Have to make that clear.
Freedom for the stallion, freedom for the mare and her coat, freedom for the baby child who has not grown old enough to vote. Lord have mercy, what you gonna do about the people who are praying to you? They got men making laws that destroy other men. They've made money garden, it's a doggone sin. Oh Lord, you got to help us find a way. Big ship of sailing, slaves all chained and bound, heading for a brand new land that some cat said he up and found. Lord have mercy, how you gonna be to little people like John and me? When I look inside my mind, searching for the truth I find, oh Lord, you got to help us find a way. The other cup is bone dry. Why should his only freedom come after he has up and died? Lord have mercy, what you gonna do about the people who are praying to you? They got men building fences, keeping other men out, ignoring if he whisper and killing if he shout. Oh Lord, you got to help us. You got to help us. Oh Lord, you got to help us find a way.
Thank you.
had a dizzy feeling in my head. And then she took a hold of my palm. She said, Sonny, you feel kind of warm. She looked into her crystal ball and said, you're in love. I said, how couldn't that be so? I'm not tight with anyone I know. She said, when the next sunrise, you'll be looking in her eyes. I hurried back down to that woman, as mad as I could be. I said, I didn't see anyone, and why'd you make a fool of me? Struck me as if it came from up above. While looking at the fortune teller, I fell in love. Now I'm a happy fella. I'm married to the fortune teller. I'm happy as we can be, and now I get my fortune told for free.
Thank you.
had the pleasure of recording a guy from Scotland. And it was such a surprise to me, I couldn't get over this cat. Curly haired guy, blue eyes, but always needed a shave, so that was a little comforting. Drank Miller High Life beer and came to New Orleans. His name was Frankie Miller, the most soulful guy I ever heard in life. This is a song that I wrote for him.
Well, I tried to run my game. She said, man, that's the same old thing I've heard before. And I'm too tired to go for your show. Again and again. And she started to explain. She said, man, I ain't saying what you're playing just won't make it. But I just can't take it anymore. Play something sweet, play something mellow, play something I can sink my teeth in like jello. Play something I can understand, play me some Brickyard Blues. Play something sweet, now something funky, just make me lay back and grin like a monkey. Play something I can understand, play me some Brickyard Blues. Well, I started to sweat. She said, don't get upset, 'cause you just might break a string, and that won't do a thing for your show, don't you know? So I said to myself, I said, self, do you see what is sailing through my soul? And I got to have some more, don't you know? Play something sweet, play something mellow, play something I can sink my teeth in like jello. Play something I can understand, play me some Brickyard Blues. Play something sweet, now make it funky, just make me lay back and grin like a monkey. Play something I can understand, play me some Brickyard Blues. Well, 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 it's enough to make a light in the dark. It's enough to make a bite, just a bark. It's enough to make a body move around. It's enough to make a bulldog hug a hound. Play something sweet, play something mellow, play something I can sink my teeth in like jello. Play something I can understand, play me some Brickyard Blues.
Thank you, Frankie Miller. Speaking of inspiration, after our sound check today, we were on our way back to the hotel, and there's something I noticed that goes on here more than other places, and it's very nice. Lots of people lay on the grass at a certain time of day, maybe on a break or something. But I saw this this couple who really cared about each other, and it was on a sort of embankment, and I guess there was a little body of water on the other side. In New Orleans, we call that a levee. I don't know what you call it here. Everything is different here, I know. According to the side of the street you drive on. But I thought how sweet that was, the way, because I could see the lady's face. She turned and looked around, and I could see an expression on her face, and it looked like love on a levee in London. Really, it was nice. So I'm looking forward to hearing that when I get home.
Every time the telephone rings, I hold my breath, hoping that it's you. I'm scared to death. The telephone rings, my crippled heart cries. Let it be you on the line. Then a voice say hello. May I speak to Joe? Wrong number, I'm sorry, goodbye. Pity the fool who loved you so. If you found someone new, don't let me know. The phone rang once again, my heart skipped a beat. It's got to be you, this is my belief. Then the voice on the other end said, may I speak to Ben? Wrong number, I'm sorry, goodbye. I live simply off the memories of your love that was once for me. Come back, my darling, please, and set this poor heart at ease. Then a voice say hello. Darling, I still love you so. Hold on, baby, till I tell these blues goodbye. Till I tell these blues goodbye.
In the midst of this, what I'll play this time, I wrote the song part of this. But in order to get to the song that I wrote, I have to go through a couple of other streets.
Trust.
was sent here for few of us. And now that he's gone this way, what can I say? I remember Toots, Bess, and me. Oh, and the piano's three. How much fun we had, how his presence filled the air everywhere. Thank you, Lord, 'twas in your plan, I trust. He was put here for few of us. And now that he's gone his way, what can I say? But thank you, Lord.
Professor Longhead. Thank you for the fest.